Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is being sworn in shortly here, coming up at 8 o'clock our time in Washington, D.C. He's got a big vote that he'll be a part of, too, with the Inflation Reduction Act. But he also won another election, was the one to be on the DFL side for the general election coming up in November to fill the late U.S. Representative Jim Hagedorn's term in Southern Minnesota's 1st Congressional District. We are in the process. We just had Brad on the line and it dropped off. So Jimmy's working to get him. It's an interesting thing what voters in the 1st Congressional District had to do. He was on the ballot twice, actually. And so they had to flip it over for the special election. And on the front side was actually for the term for the 1st Congressional District. Good morning. I know you're about to be sworn in about a half hour. What's going through your mind right now?
Just such a honor and just humbled to be here. I'm sitting at the on the steps of the Capitol as we speak and just looking up and, you know, seeing the Library of Congress and the Supreme Court across the street, and just, you know, I just can't help but think of, you know, at the same time I'm looking at this, I'm thinking about my farm in South Central Minnesota and just how connected we are, but yet how sometimes we feel so far apart.
You won the special election, which is why you are being sworn in this morning to fill the remainder of the late U.S. Representative Jim Hagedorn's term. But you also won the Republican primary to move on to face Jeff Ettinger in November. Two elections. You got to feel pretty good after the primary day.
Yeah, no, it was a great night for us. I mean, it was really just the hard work that we put into it. And, you know, this is running four elections in under 6 months is grueling. And the book hasn't been written on it. I mean, this isn't something we could look to and say, hey, how do you do this? So we've been day in, day out, just grinding away and, you know, connecting with folks all over the district. And so, yeah, it was great to have two elections done in one day, and to come out on the right side of it was awesome.
What do you think of this 1st Congressional District as far as the way it's leaning? You won the special election. There's been talk that it's become more purple rather than red. What do you think are some of the most important issues for your district right now?
Well, so from being from South Central Minnesota, born and raised, families, my wife and I met in second grade on the school bus, and our families have been here for generations. I mean, I feel like I have a good pulse of Southern Minnesota. And I would just say, you know, just good old-fashioned common-sense conservatives that, you know, are independent-minded, because, you know, there's so many independent businesses, farmers, small businesses, and, you know, we're more of a put your head down and just get your work done and not, you know, not too much paying attention to the nonsense. So when it comes to politics, unfortunately, there's sometimes, you know, way too much nonsense. So I think I would just describe it as, you know, common-sense conservatives that want less government, not more government, want common sense, and you know, just want to be able to prosper and make a living.
Do you feel like you have the advantage because, you know, in the general election, since you have the job right now, at least through January?
I'm a washed-up athlete that's always running like you're 5 points behind, so I'm I'm not going to play armchair quarterback. I'm going to run like I'm 5 points behind. I'm going to work my tail off, you know, do the constituent work and the constituent services that I know are much needed with us having a vacancy for that long, and really dig in and try to help people, all people. I mean, I'm very conscious of the fact that this is the people's seat. This doesn't belong to me or any politician or any party. This is the seat of the people of Southern Minnesota, and I'm just honored to sit in.
And you're going to get right to work as soon as you're sworn in, because the House will be voting on the Inflation Reduction Act. Where do you stand on it?
Yeah, so what I've been able to put together in the last 24 hours, once this all became reality, you know, still trying to get through it all, but what I've seen so far, I think the title doesn't match the bill. And so I haven't seen yet where it's proven or shown that it is really going to reduce inflation. I see government growth in a lot of different areas. And quite frankly, I just fresh off the campaign trail, no one's talking about adding IRS agents. Everyone's talking about gas prices. Everyone's talking about food prices. Everyone's talking about supply chain issues. And that's what I'm going to respond to. So I think what this is another example of, though, is, one more garbage bill that Congress likes to throw together and have, multiple subjects and multiple areas and try to force some uncomfortable votes for people. But at the end of the day, this isn't what folks in southern Minnesota are asking me to do.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with everything in a half hour when you're sworn in. Enjoy the moment.
Yeah, thank you.
It was Republican Brad Finstad who won the special election to fill the remainder of the late U.S. Representative Jim Hagedorn's term in the 1st Congressional District. News headlines next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.